So people ask me, how do you overcome this fear or whatever it is, you know, the emotions? And I can't tell you how you can do it, but I can tell you how I did it. The number one way I overcome fear is via education. I said it earlier, is that when I have numbers, when somebody says I'm doing good, I want to know how much, how good is good. I also want to know ratios. So it's the study part of it. The other part about it is I am prepared. When the stock market crashed in 87, I had been prepared for that moment since 1977. In other words, from 1977, I was practicing as an investor, waiting for the time when the market would crash. When it happened, I was prepared. When it happened, I said, oh boy, I can't wait. Here we go. I'm going in. Today, the same thing has happened. As we're recording this thing, the stock market is probably 40% off its mark right now. People are complaining. People are whining, saying, oh, it's a terrible market. Well, while people are complaining, I'm buying simply because I just wait for the bottom to hit, and that's when you get rich. The other way I'm prepared for it is I always have mentors. And a mentor is somebody who has gone the distance before you. Now, I'll give you a difference between a mentor and a friend. A mentor's job is to make you successful, but not be your friend. And a friend's job is to be your friend. So a lot of times people ask their friends to be mentors and they lose their friendship. So you've really got to be careful, because my rich dad was my mentor. He wasn't necessarily my friend. I mean, he was a very stern disciplinarian and he kicked my you-know-what if it needed to. So many times we ask so-called friends to be mentors, and that could be a very big mistake. If you want to find a mentor, I think you've got to ask them if they've already been through a couple of market crashes. Are they successful, first of all? Have they been through the ups and downs of the market? And are they willing to tell you bluntly what you need to hear? If you are a person who likes to argue and cannot listen, then you really shouldn't have a mentor. You should have a friend who will tell you exactly what you want to hear instead of what you need to hear. So those are some of the examples of how I prepare to overcome my fear. When you're a little child, when you're afraid, it was really good to have your dad or your mom hold your hand and get you through the tough spots. That's what I do. I have people who have already gone through the hard spots or tough spots and guide me through them. What most people do is they try and either do it on their own or they ask friends who are just as afraid as they are. And that's why the poor remain poor and the middle class remain working hard and the rich get richer. As I said before, getting rich is not about being smart. Oftentimes, getting rich is about being bolder, being willing to make mistakes, being willing to realize that losing is part of winning. And if you avoid losing, you also avoid winning. And so some of the mindsets that help you structure how you do well in up markets and down markets when you're afraid and when you're in doubt, because those are all things that we all go through, regardless of a rich, poor, or middle class.